Good evening from Ivy Hoops Online. The Tigers of Princeton tangled with a very good Iona Gales team tonight on a neutral court in Union, New Jersey. The Gales came up big at the end of a seesaw affair to nip the Tigers 70-64. Princeton outshot the Gales 52% to 42%, although each team made 25 field goals. The Tigers made one more three than did Iona, 7-6, and grabbed 32 rebounds to 31 for the Gales. Free throw shooting accounted for the difference in scoring, as the Gales made 15 of 20, while the Tigers managed just 8 in 15 shots. Iona employs a full court press right from the start of the game. The Tigers handle the press without much difficulty, especially since Henderson is 6 deep in the backcourt. The press is bothersome, but not decisive. Princeton faced an early obstacle when Tosan was whistled for his second personal foul at the 16:53 mark, sending him to the bench for the next 10 minutes. Princeton did quite well in his absence, however, and were trailing by just 2 points, 16-14, when he returned. With 4.5 to go in the first half, the Tigers grabbed a lead and pushed it up to 5 at 27-22. Iona pulled within 2 when the first half came to a close with the score Princeton 35, Iona 33. Princeton stayed in control through much of the second half, leading by 10, 48-38, the largest lead either team would enjoy in the game, at the 13-10 mark. Iona then went on a run of its own, scoring 13 points to the Tigers, 1 over the next 4 minutes, giving the Gales their first lead, 51-49. The Tigers then played catch-up through the rest of the contest, although Iona could never open anything resembling a safe margin. A Ryan Langborg three-pointer tied the score at 63 with 1:09 to go. In the final minute, Walter Clayton Jr. took over the game for the Gales, scoring 6 points and grabbing a defensive rebound. The six-point Iona lead at the final buzzer was its largest of the game. The score was tied 8 times while the lead changed hands 7. This was a winnable game against a very good team. That said, it would not be surprising if these teams played 10 times, each would win 5. This team will need to make 10 threes a night, as we have said before, if the Tigers are going to win consistently. On this night, they made only 6, with Blake Peters accounting for 3 of them. A bad sign for the Tigers is the fact that Ryan Langborg is in something of a shooting slump. Tonight he was 1-for-6 from the field without a three-pointer for the first 39 minutes. Matalako was even worse. He was 1-of-7 from the field without a three-pointer. A combined 8 points from these two team leaders will not get it done. Keyshawn Kelman had another good night, scoring 16 points on 8 of 11 from the field, including a couple of in-your-face dunks. He also grabbed 5 rebounds. Tosan had 12 points and a team-high 7 assists. The Tigers return home Friday night to host Delaware before concluding their out-of-conference schedule a week later at home against Keene, a Division III team. In that week, they'll be concluding the first semester with exams. If the Tigers can win both of those games, they will enter Ivy action with a record of 10-3, which will certainly satisfy Coach Henderson, although he's not satisfied with anything less than perfection. As we have advised, the Tigers open Ivy League play on December 31 at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, entertaining the Harvard crimson. Once again, happy holidays from Ivy Hoops Online and your reporter, George Clark.